Hey there, everyone. This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. And what we're going to consider today is a kind of an extension of what we discussed 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we looked at this idea that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So every part of Scripture is useful for teaching us how to be like God, teaching us how to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus. Even though it might seem a little too academic, or we might not really understand how this applies to us, if we think about it, and if we ask people about it, if we work through it, if we pray for understanding, that there is a reason that God has put these things in His Word. And they can be there to help us. And they are. They are there to help us. So what I really want to consider today is one of those subjects that can be a little bit polarizing, especially along that dividing line of, well, I like things that are applicable. Well, I like things that are academic. And sometimes you can see that people in one camp or the other just kind of shy away from this topic. And I don't think it should be that way. I think God put this topic in His Word because it's something important to Him, and it's something that is supposed to change us. It's supposed to affect us. So let's get rid of that kind of thinking, this applicable versus academic thinking. Let's get rid of that, and let's actually look at Scripture and let it move us. So what we're going to talk about today is prophecy. Prophecy tends to be one of those things where sometimes people only focus on that. You know, that's what they look at all the time in Scripture. You know, the brother gets up and you think, oh, well, it's going to be about prophecy. Huh. Or they never look at it. And I don't think it should be that way. Prophecy is one of those things that God has put in His Word, and He wants us to love it, just like we love the rest of it. Because all of it is there to change who we are. So let's just take a look at this. What I really want to emphasize is how important prophecy is. Because sometimes we tend to look at it and we say, oh, well, you know, first principles are the important things. We need to know those things for salvation. And that's true. So don't misunderstand that, please. That is true. But then we say, you know, prophecy, it's not super important. If you like it, it's something that you can study. If it's not something that you like, well, just don't really worry about it. And yet, I think we're missing something when we have that kind of attitude, because in fact, that's not the attitude that the Lord Jesus had. Just take a look. This is Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew 16, listen for the Lord's take on prophecy. Matthew 16, starting at verse 1, it says, "And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test Him, they asked Him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, 'When it is evening, you will say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.'" Did you hear it there? Christ lists these examples of how they can figure out how the weather's going to be because of the sky. And yet, they didn't understand Bible prophecy. And He says, this is totally wrong. How can you be knowledgeable in all these things about weather and not know prophecy? Could Christ say the same to us? That we're knowledgeable about all kinds of things. You know, we're highly educated in certain fields. But we know nothing about prophecy? I mean, this is what He condemned them for. If you just turn the page a few chapters, Christ gives one of His major prophecies. It's the Olivet Prophecy, and it's found in Matthew chapter 24. And again, listen here for the importance of prophecy. I'm not saying it's a first principle, but it is important. So see how the Lord describes prophecy, or how He uses prophecy here. This is Matthew 24, and this is what He's saying to the disciples. He says in Matthew 24, starting at verse 14, Matthew 24, verse 14, He says, "This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house. Let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. Just put that together. Christ here is talking to the believers, and he says, bad things are going to happen. The Romans are going to come at AD 70. They're going to come and totally destroy the temple. You know, you look at verses 1 through 3 of Matthew 24, and there's where the Lord explains, not one stone's going to be left on the other. And so the disciples come and they say, when's this going to happen? And so Christ gives them signs. And one of his major signs is that you're going to see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, if the Lord had only said that, right, that would have been enough, I think, to signify, oh, I should go back to Daniel and I need to understand what Daniel is teaching, right? But not only does Christ say, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, he actually goes further. He says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, let the reader understand. I mean, you can't really minimize prophecy there, right? Christ very clearly says, you need to understand what Daniel's saying and make sure you understand it, right? Like, this is going to be life and death for you. I don't mean eternal life and eternal death. This is life and death. These believers who were in Jerusalem, if they understood what the abomination of desolation was, then they were going to know when to leave. And that's exactly how it played out. They were going to know when they were supposed to run from the city. But if they didn't understand Daniel, well, then they weren't going to understand the signs that the Lord gave. And they would perish in Jerusalem with everyone else. That's significant. Prophecy's huge. Now, just one other interesting example, again, for the importance of prophecy, is you may have heard before the term the Antichrist. This is a term that became really popular within Christianity over the years, and especially when the series called Left Behind was written. The Left Behind series is supposedly, it's a mainstream Christian series that discusses the rise of a man who's called the Antichrist in the last days, right before Christ comes. And what's amazing about it, when you read through the series, I don't recommend it, but I did it just to really get a feel for what they were teaching. What's amazing is that when you read through the series, you find out that these authors, who really stand for a major Christian understanding of prophecy, a major mainstream Christian understanding of prophecy, what they say is that there's going to be a Russian invasion of Israel. Very soon after this Russian invasion, a man with supernatural powers is going to appear. That man is going to cause all of the world to worship him. He is going to bring peace to Israel. He's then going to build a temple for the Jews. The Jews will then declare that he is their Messiah. He will reinstate the sacrifices. He will bring world peace. And yet, in fact, he will be the Antichrist. And just to even cover their bases, they say that in all respects, because he is the Antichrist, he's totally opposed to Christ, and yet he's supposed to be, they say, Satan's counterfeit Christ, so that in all respects he will look like the Lord Jesus. He will be like the Lord Jesus. And you can just see with those characteristics that I listed out, those are all things that are going to happen when Christ comes. Those are all things, not only that are going to happen when he comes, these are all things that, a lot of these are things that Christ himself is going to do. And the big problem is that this whole idea of this Antichrist who comes at the end times, all of that, comes from reading the book of Revelation, reading the book of Daniel, reading the Olivet Prophecy. It comes from reading those sections of Scripture as though they are all future, as though they all haven't happened yet, and they will in the last 7 years, right before Christ comes. But that's not what those scriptures say. That's not what they teach. And so, in other words, what Christianity, what mainstream Christianity is setting itself up for, there is no Antichrist who's coming like that. There's no man who's going to be accepted by the Jews as the Messiah who isn't actually Christ. And so they're setting themselves up that when somebody does come and save the Jews from an invasion by Russia, when someone does come and rebuild the temple, when someone does come and finally bring world peace, all these evangelical leaders are going to say, well, here it is. We wrote all these books about it. We've been teaching this for years. This is the Antichrist. And yet it's actually the Lord Jesus. Prophecy is a big deal. Because all scripture is a big deal. And all scripture is given for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. All of it. And so if prophecy wasn't our thing before, let's try it again. And let's just try and broaden our horizons a bit. Even if prophecy was our thing, then what isn't in Scripture? Right? What's something that we just think, oh, you know, I find that really difficult? Well, then get into it. If you're somebody who always says, oh, well, I like the applicable subjects, right? If you find yourself saying those kind of things, well, then spend some time on something that you wouldn't normally consider to be applicable. Spend some time in this prophecy, because it is applicable. And if you're someone who, on the flip side, always says, oh, well, I like academic subjects, well, then spend some time looking at how do these academic subjects change my life right now. Scripture's there to make us different people. And all of it can. So let's get out there and let's stretch ourselves a little bit. Let's try something new and let's fall in love with the Word of God more than we ever have before. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.